Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Morning, 8:10 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm sorry about all the traffic. I would change it if I could. Also, if you're listening on our FM signal and it's trouble, okay, there's explanations why, but the short answer is check out the app, which will be clear as a bell, or AM 1620, which is always available as our base signal. So either one of those is always available to you. We've got the Gulf Breeze News publisher, Lisa Newell, is on the line with us every Thursday at this time. Hey, Lisa, welcome back.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning.
Well, we have got a full paper this week. I mean, lots and lots of great news in it, starting with the Senator Brockson retiring and getting a nice tribute over at the County Commission, thanking him for being such a great leader for our county and all the things that he has brought to our county. And, of course, you know, it's been great to have someone like him representing our county. So we're happy to have had him. Sorry to see him go, but, you know, it's also nice to look back and thank him for everything.
Absolutely. I mean, it's a sad thing to lose him with all of the power that he had as the appropriations chair. But yeah, done a lot of great things for this area in his time as senator. You guys also have a story about a very rapid ascent to Eagle Scout. Is that right?
That's right. His name is Braden Tharp. He wasn't even an Eagle Scout 2 years ago. Or wasn't even a scout. He joined the scouts, and in 2 years, he did all of the requirements. That is the fastest I've ever heard of anyone becoming an Eagle Scout. And he gives tribute to his father and his stepmother for keeping him focused, helping him be organized, meeting with him weekly to plan out everything he needs to do and keep him on track of his grades and all the things he needs to do. So I think that was a really great tribute to his parents as well.
Wow, that's amazing.
As well.
that's as fast as it can be done. I think I was in scouting for, I don't know, 3-4 years, and I made it all the way to second class. So, you know, like that is very, very impressive. We also have a good story doctors doing residency in Northwest Florida.
I was so fortunate because I got to meet with Dr. Jeff Buckhalter, and I've known the Buckhalters for a long time. He was a pain management physician for years, who recently retired and then became affiliated with the University of Central Florida residency program. So he is now over some of the residents who are in our area shadowing doctors in this is called physical medicine and rehab, which is sort of a new specialty that I've heard of, but I didn't know that much about it. Anyway, that is really on the upswing. That is a new, very in-demand field of medicine, but there are also a bunch of other medicine residency programs here because Northwest Florida has a really rich hospital system. For a town of our size to have three major hospitals is very rare.
Yeah.
And so we have these residents coming from all over to train, and they are learning and helping our whole population with everything that they are being able to learn and give new perspectives on the latest treatments because they just got out of medical school.
No, that's
so
great.
That was very interesting.
Yeah, very interesting. You've got a CPR class going on at the Senior Center?
You know, the Senior Center is like, if you are not already a member of the Senior Center and you qualify by age, you are missing out. They have got so many things going on there. Last week, they had a CPR class. And so it wasn't a full, you know, full-blown certification, but it did give you what you needed to know so that you could hopefully save someone's life until the paramedics got there.
Yeah.
And so that's just one of the other things that they do. But in addition to all the fun stuff they do, they actually teach you a lot of things that you can use in your life. And so the Senior Center is just a wonderful resource for our area.
Yeah, and if you learned CPR, you know, 20 or 30, or in my case, 40, maybe years ago, you know, like the rules change, the procedures change, and so you got to get the new information. Also, how old do you have to be a member of the Senior Center? Please don't say 50. Please don't say 50. Please don't say 50.
I think it might be 55.
Okay. Not that I don't want to benefit, but I don't want to be in the class, okay?
I know, but listen, it's fun. They have everything there. Yeah, they have exercise classes. I mean, it's line dancing. I'm telling you, it's really a great, fun place to go.
2 years. 2 years. Okay. The library. You've got a story about the library as an entertainment complex?
Well, I went and had a tour of the library, and I'm telling you, I was in shock. Because I even wrote this, and I said that it's like an entertainment complex in the center of Gulf Breeze, because you can have, they have movies, they have games, they have virtual reality headsets in there.
Oh.
You can go in there and do art. You can learn, you can have a book club. You can, they have puzzle games. They've got chess boards.
Hmm.
They've got areas for children. This is not like the old library where you walk in and some, you know, very stern person tells you to be quiet. No, it's not like that at all. I was very surprised by all of the different resources it has. And they have all kinds of programs going on for children, toddlers. They have, I mean, just literally all kinds of things going on in there. And, of course, they even have books. They still have books.
They also have these things called books. It's very interesting. It's kind of retro. It'll be cool again eventually.
Yeah.
No, I think that's. I think the VR headsets is very interesting.
I
picture going into the library and seeing a bunch of kids just wandering around, hands at clicking buttons that don't exist. So that's fascinating. You got stories.
Yeah, there were kids in there.
Yeah,
hanging out. It was really cool. Really cool.
You've got stories about real estate coming back. You got stories about the boys and girls tennis, lacrosse, doing very well, winning district championships, and the Whale Festival this Saturday.
Yes, I'm looking forward to that. I think I'm going to take my granddaughter out there because they're going to have this huge display of a whale. I think it might even be like whale-sized. And it's something Christian Wagley is doing, and he's with the Healthy Gulf, mm-hmm. Healthy Gulf Coast or Healthy Gulf. And they're going to have all kinds of displays. Of course, it's going to be good weather supposedly this weekend and a great way to learn more about the whales. And we do have whales in the Gulf. So I'm looking forward to learning more about that and getting out and having a beautiful day on the beach.
Now that sounds wonderful. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. All the stuff we talked about and much more is in the paper available today. Every Thursday is when it comes out. Lisa, thanks for telling us about our community, and thanks for the time this morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much. Maybe I'll see you at the Whale Festival.